Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of... Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, I'm excited about today's program. In a few short weeks, Christmas will be here. It is the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? And this is the time where we anticipate our Savior's birth, where we anticipate why Jesus came to earth, what he accomplished when he lived and died and rose again. We get to talk with one of my favorite artists. I think he's one of the best male vocalists out there today. Guess who I'm talking about? Well, you're right, Danny Gokey. We've had him on before, and he's got a brand new Christmas album called The Greatest Gift, A Christmas Collection. We've got 5 copies of this brand new album, and he rocks it. There's some really fun songs on here and others that just bring you to your knees. And because of our automated system, you still have to text the word book to get in the drawing. So just text the word book, even though this is an album, it's a CD, to 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. 2484. Danny's here to give us some story behind the song, and then we'll listen to these beautiful songs. It's just going to be a great festive hour. Looking so forward to it. Quick announcement. We're giving away a one book, one book a day or one book a week? One book a day. That's fantastic. It's called The Characters of Christmas by Daniel Darling. The unlikely people caught up in the story of Jesus. One copy a day. So you can register to win. Kim, can they register as many times as they want? And then until they win?
Yep.
Like every day? Okay,
yep.
Fantastic. You can register as many times as you want. Kim said so. So go to myfaithradio.com to register. If you want to register or enter the drawing for Danny Gokey's album, this is where you text the word book, 877-933-2484. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get him on the show. Danny Gokey became a favorite of millions of fans as the top third finalist on season 8 of American Idol many years ago. He now has a thriving music ministry, reaches all over the world. His albums, some of them, include Hope in Front of Me, Rise, Haven't Seen It Yet, Christmas is Here, it's really one of my favorite Christmas albums, and the brand new one, The Greatest Gift, A Christmas Collection. Danny, you're on tour. You're ordering your lunch. I think you said your bus broke down, but you're here with us.
Yes, it did. Thank you for having me on the show this morning. And honestly, those are very kind words. I appreciate the kind words about being a good vocalist. So that means a lot to me.
I seem to remember when the other album, your other Christmas album, Christmas is Here, came out, Chris Tomlin tweeted that he wished he had vocals like you. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Why are you taking me back?
Yeah. That's quite the compliment, I would say. Wow. So good to have you, sir. And we love to start every day talking scripture. And I'm wondering, I know you love God's word. Is there a verse you've been pondering these days you can share with us?
Yeah. So let me just start out. The verse that I'm going to give, I believe it's, you know, that people need to hear right now. It's Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, he says, take my yoke and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yesterday, I was kind of going, you know, I'm on this Christmas tour right now, and we have been just, the life has been a whirlwind. And a lot of times when life goes really, really fast, you don't have the ability to properly deal with, you know, sometimes we're just kind of pushing through to make things get done. And we end up, sometimes we can get into a place where we're like, man, I haven't dealt with this, and this is coming up, and that's coming up. And I remember just seeking the Lord yesterday, and out of my spirit came that song. I have not heard this song in I don't know how many years. Come just as you are.
You might have to sing it.
Excuse me. It's just as I am. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. I was reading through this because, you know, it says, just as I am, tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. I just felt the Holy Spirit, Danny, and I believe he's saying this to so many people, come just as you are. You know, Jesus, he gave us the invitation to, you know, come all who are weary and heavy laden. A lot of times we think we have to fix ourselves. A lot of times we think we have to get to a place where we clean ourselves up and then we're able to approach God. And God, what I really sensed him saying over me yesterday was, hey, I want you to come as you are with the fears that you have, with the conflicts that you have, with, you know, unresolved situations that you have, with the family situation that you have. And it, there was such a comfort that is beginning to envelop my soul. And I just, you know, as you shared that with me, I just felt this unction to share it with other people, because I believe there's other people right now that that God just wants them to know that he's not surprised by you. He's not, and he knows that you can't fix the things you're going through by yourself, nor can you fix yourself. Only he has the solutions. He had the solution before you had the problem. So run to him. Amen. Come to him. So that's my encouragement.
Danny, that's exactly why we asked this question. The Word of God is living, active, and powerful. And when someone shares something fresh out of their time with the Lord, he's such an efficient God, you know? He speaks it to you, and then he speaks it through you. And you've given some great encouragement to somebody listening, many who are listening today. Now, I pray you're not tired of talking about your backstory, but just for the sake of context, I mean, so much has happened since your American Idol days, but still, that was really a critical juncture in your life. If I remember right, you didn't even want to step into that, onto that platform because of the tragedy of losing your wife. So just if you don't mind, give us a little bit of context for where God has brought you. Start there.
And this is so powerful because, you know, we had both dreamed of me trying out that year. It was the very first year I watched the show. My first wife had watched it many times. And when she passed away, before she passed away, I made this promise to her that I would try out that year because it was the last year that I could. There were age limits. And when she passed away unexpectedly, I did not want to go. And I was kind of thrown into a mess of all these different emotions. And I remember just going and keeping my word. And as I'm going through this process, you know, I get my first golden ticket. Joy fills my heart because I'm like, man, maybe God can do something with my story. But as I went to the second, third, and fourth, and fifth round, and all the way to Hollywood, I remember like this, I don't know how to explain it, like this depression and this I get questions begin to set in, and it threw me into a dark place. Here's the conversation I had with God. December pulls up, and I just kind of went through a whirlwind in my life. Just lost my wife a few months before. Just made it all the way to the top 50, and I go to God. I say, God, I don't want to go on the show. If I go on the show, I'm going to make a fool of myself. You need to heal me. I'm just going to look like a mess. And I remember I began to seek God. I began to seek God during this time, and God began to speak, and he gave me Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. Little did I know. When you look it up in the Hebrew, it means to stop fighting, surrender, stop striving, let go, cause yourself to let go. That's the Hebrew of like the depth of that verse. And I started realizing the reason, you know, God was preparing this beautiful destiny for me, but yet I was hanging on to things that were poisoning me, the questions of why. The why I didn't understand, allowing the bait of the enemy at times to get in and ask the questions of God is a good God, why did he allow me to go through this? And I remember I sat at the edge of my bed because I knew the chances of me making it to the show were so great since it was top 50 already. And I just said, God, I release this to you. I released the bitterness of this situation. I released the negativity of the situation and the weight it's had on me. I refuse for this situation, this loss, to destroy my future. And as I let go, it's like God pulled a plug up my heart and like these negative emotions just poured out. The reason why I share this is because this was the big battle before the breakthrough. And I feel like so many people are in battles and little do they know breakthroughs on the other side. And what you have to do is you have to surrender and let God fight your battles. Little did I know, you know, the enemy was trying to stop something very sovereign in my life. And when I stepped up on that platform, because I allowed God in the dark place of my heart, I was a new man with new vision, new excitement. There's something about letting go of what we don't understand so that we can embrace the new. It's like we almost have a grip on the unforgiveness or the grip on the whatever you want to call it that's been holding us back so long that we don't have a hand to open up and receive what God wants to give to us. And so that was the big battle, and that was the big breakthrough that I faced right before going on the show, and that's where my ministry was born.
Wow. You know, truly, we put such limitations on what God can do. We put limitations on what we believe he can do through us. We don't even realize, I think, how many self-limiting beliefs we have. You could have easily just settled in going, this is still so fresh, and not have any kind of expectancy that God would have a supernatural proposition for you. Do you know what I'm saying? If you could get so identified with, this is what's expected this right here in this stage of my grief, but God was issuing an invitation that really superseded something that was happening in the natural realm. Do you know what I'm saying? Because that is a supernatural proposition for you to be able to step up and do what you were doing in the throes of real grief, but to do it in a way where you really did exude joy at the same time. That's a marvel to me, you know?
And I love how you put it. You said it's an invitation. And that's exactly what God's doing. This past Sunday, I woke up with a random verse. God will speak to me in the mornings. And it was, oh, come, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And you're right. This is an invitation. And it was out of Psalm 34. And David was inviting the reader and the hearer. Anyone who is going through problems, I encourage people to read Psalm 34 today. He said this. He said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and freed me from all my fears. You know, I love how you put it. There is an invitation that God is extending to the listener who is today. God has a remedy. Read Psalm 34. And because the things that David was proclaiming, he was saying, listen to the hearer and get your eyes glued to the page to the reader. Because watch what happens when you come and worship the Lord and watch all the marvelous things that he does. And that was a marvelous thing he did in my life.
Can I get an amen, friends? I have to do that every once in a while when we have a really cool moment. I say, can I get an amen? And a whole flutter of text messages come in with amen. We have the best listeners. So you got to text me amen, okay, friends? 877-933-2484. We're taking our first break. When we come back, we're going to hear the song Until You. That's one of the songs on Danny Gokey's brand new Christmas album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection. We've got 5 albums to give away, but because of our automated system, you still have to text the word book. Danny, you probably should write a book, too, so that you can make me an honest person here. I'm just kidding.
Sure.
Go ahead and do that for me if you would. But when you text the word book, you'll automatically get a link back to you. That's how you enter into the drawing, all right? 877-933-2484. We're going to hear some songs off of Danny Gokey's brand new Christmas album, The Greatest Gift. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have really one of my favorite vocalists, Danny Gokey, on the show to celebrate the release of his brand new Christmas album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection. And Danny, one of the other reasons I love to have you on the show is because you're not just a singer, which you're a killer vocalist, but you are a kingdom man, and his heart Amen. Beats in your chest. And I
Praise
love
God.
That. Amen. Praise God. So
Praise God.
Tell me this. Talk a little bit, if you would, about the song Until You.
Until You. I think it just goes in the theme with what the scripture that, you know, we started the show with, you know, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden. The song talks about until you, we were desperate, you know, searching for an answer unto you. We were hopeless, looking for a savior unto you, you know. And then it spells out the story how God put a star up in the sky and the angels on high declaring the good news. You know, we were desperate, longing for a savior unto you. And it's man in his inability to fix himself, man in his inability to reach God, man in his inability to love correctly, to know relationship correctly, was in a place of desperation, but God reached out to man. And that's why we sing glory, glory, you know, in the highest. Hallelujah, all things new. Love came down and changed our story. Every heart was waiting until you. Love came down and changed the story. I mean, the ultimate love story was birth, and that's what it is. And this is why, like, I put such an emphasis on the grace of God, and why I really share with people, like, as you listen to this song, he's just saying, come as you are, because he made a way. He made the way.
It's a marvel, and I pray the wonder is never lost on us. Let's listen to Danny Gokey sing Until You.
We were hopeless, looking for an answer until you. We were hurting, calling for a helper
a star up in the sky, and the angels on high, declaring the good news. We were desperate, longing for a savior until you. Searching for a shelter until you. Creation was reaching for redemption, for rescue. Yeah. But the promise came alive in a manger, in a child, Jesus the good news. We were desperate, longing for a savior.
You know, when the disciples were out and about, laying hands on the sick, watching them recover, seeing people delivered from demonic oppression, they went running back to Jesus and said, "Lord, Lord, even the demons obey us." Jesus said, "Don't marvel that the demons obey you. Marvel that your name is written in the book of life." May the wonder of Christmas never be lost on us, because that's the greatest miracle, is that we are saved. We were once lost, we're now found. We once were dead, now we're alive because of Christ Jesus. Talking to Danny Gokey today about his new Christmas album, The Greatest Gift. So beautiful, Danny. How about this? I want to try to squeeze in another song before our bottom of the hour break. Talk to us, if you would, about Angels We Have Heard on High.
Yeah, Angels We Have Heard on High turned out to be, like, we took the original and we put, I guess, a worshipful feel onto it. So, man, there's just, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, every time I'm in a concert and I try to explain to people when I do a Christmas song, I'm like, all right, I take some of the older songs and I put a little Danny Gokey on it. You know what I mean? And the crowd laughs, of course, but this one, it's this majestic, awestruck type feeling of worship. It's a very worshipful rendition of Angels We Ever Heard on High. And hopefully people, when they listen, they feel the awe and wonder of what it means.
Beautiful. Let's listen.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply.
That's Danny Gokey and his new album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection. We just have a minute before our break, Danny. But what's it like for you as an artist hearing your songs back to you? I mean, I'm an author, and I know there's times where I'll change things, and pretty soon they're not just better, they're just different. I'm like, I got to submit this thing. It's got to go. But how about you? What's it like for you to listen?
I mean, there's still an awe and wonder that is attached to it because, I mean, this is something I felt the Lord told me years ago that I'd be doing.
Wow.
You know? And, you know, God will give you, the Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Mm-hmm. And God will give you glimpses of your future. If you ask and you say, God, what's my destiny? It's not a magical word because God has created us, ahead of time for good works for us. And so to feel like prophetic fulfillment and to see what God has done, it's like you said during this call a few times, may we stay in awe and wonder of that. I never want to get too used to that.
That's beautiful, Danny. When we come back, we're going to play this song, Holidays Are Here. But before that, just something to think about as we're going into break. I want to know how you live in the tension of kingdom passion and just living in the world when you have a platform with how self-ambition and those kinds of things can kind of get in there. How do you reconcile that? How do you navigate that? How do you stay grounded? I'd love to know. Talking to Danny Gokey, and we'll be back in just a moment. A confession. I was belting that out outside when we were putting some Christmas lights up, and I just broke out dancing, and I was no help to my husband. He kept trying to get me to get in to get the lights on the shrubs. I'm like, I can't. I gotta dance. I was gone, baby. I was gone. That's so fun, Danny. I've got Danny Gokey on the line today. We're celebrating his brand new Christmas album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection. And Danny, before we get on to this next one, The Holidays Are Here, I asked you before the break just to think about this, something I've addressed on the show. And again, as someone who has a public platform, I've noticed how celebrity has sort of infiltrated the church in not a good way, where people are, building a platform to make a name for themselves. Now, some people are called to a platform, but it's always about elevating and glorifying the name of Jesus. You know, it's about getting people to follow him, not me. And I would love to know how you navigate that. When you have a real platform, how do you keep the main things the main things?
The thing is what people, I think one of the realizations that I've understood throughout the years is that you can go with the best intentions and you can cover up the best intentions, but what really is on the inside of you will come out.
Yeah.
And the foundation of, you can say, yeah, but I'm doing this for the glory of God and you're doing all these great things. That foundation is a very weak foundation, and those foundations always fall. They always fall. It's like, and Jesus talks about that, about building the house on the sand and the one who built on the rock. And, we need to not fool ourselves and know that what we sow, we will reap. You can hide it. And a lot of times we can deceive ourselves through the process. Yeah, I'm doing this for the glory of God, doing it for the glory of God. But yet we're gaining the world and we're losing our soul. So somewhere the foundation is going to fall, whether it's, behind the scenes or publicly, but the foundation will fall. That's why it's so important that we build upon that rock, because the storms will hit. It's guaranteed. Like, the storms are going to hit your ministry. The storms are going to hit your personal life. And, the one that built his house on the sand, the Bible said, great was his fall. I don't know if people are, catching what I'm trying to say here, but, and I don't know if I'm being clear enough, but really, only what is done for God will last.
That's right.
All the other stuff will fall away. And it might take years to see it fall away, because it was put together so well. But that's why it's like, why even waste time? Now, thank God I have a wife who keeps me in check. I mean, she really does. She's a praying wife. She is a woman of God, and I have a team around me. But ultimately, it has to be a decision between me and God and saying, God, I want to do this in every step of the way. What am I doing that is glorifying myself and I don't even see it? Help me take that away. Because the heart is deceptive. We'll deceive ourselves and build our own kingdoms thinking we're building the kingdom of God. That's right. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. That's fantastic. And friends, if you just hopped on and just tuned in, Danny Gokey's album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection, thanks to his team, we've got five albums, five copies to give away. And because of our automated system, you still have to text the word book. It's an album, but text the word book to 877-933-2484. It might be just a prophetic message, Danny, that that's your next assignment is to be writing a book.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But set up.
I might have to.
You might. Yes. And I expect my name somewhere in. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. All right. Talk about Holidays Are Here. Tell me about that song.
That song is just it's a fun song. We just released a music video for it on YouTube recently, and I have my four kids in it. My wife couldn't be in it because she was in D.C., and so she was a little bit jealous that my kids got to be in it. But it's just a fun song talking about. We literally were creating a song that we felt like had every Christmas reference in it. And so I mean, it didn't take long to write, but it's one of those songs that just, it sticks with you. It's very, very Christmassy.
Fun, fun, fun. Let's listen in.
It's time for the holidays. Yeah. Sleigh bells ringing, carols playing, something's in the air. Hear that sound, the holidays are here. Little trees in red and green, I love this time of year. Look around, the holidays are here.
Loved that. Oh my goodness. I love that so much. And, you know, I told my producer, this is going to end up on a Hallmark show. I know it. Don't you? Has
Got
it already,
you.
Is that in motion yet or no?
Well,
I could call them.
We had that in mind where we were like, we're going to write a song that we're going to try to sync up with movies. It's just kind of like
perfect.
A little fun thing that we decided to do.
Yeah.
Commercials. And so We'll see what happens.
Okay, so I have a challenge for our listeners. Here's an assignment. Are you ready, friends? So this weekend, you're going to put on Holidays Are Here by Danny Gokey. You're going to dance. I'm just asking for 5 minutes of your weekend. You're going to dance. And then you're going to, you don't have to send me a video of it on your phone, but that would be bonus. But if you email me at middays@myfaithradio.com, tell me you danced, I'm going on your honor, you will get a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. I'm just promising right now, because everybody should dance. All I'm saying, everybody should dance. This is fantastic. Oh, I love it, Danny. It's so great. All right. Now, you sang a song, Silent Night, with your friend Carrie Job. So tell us about how that collaboration came together.
So me and Carrie Jo, we go to the same church together. We are on the worship team together. And I just wanted, actually it was my wife's idea. My wife's like, you need to do a song with Carrie Jo. And I was like, not a bad idea. So I reached out to them, her and her husband, and asked, and she said yes. And I even, you know, I even featured my son Danny at the end of the song. Silent Night. And so
fantastic.
The double feature with Carrie Jo and then little Danny Jr.
Fantastic. Let's listen in.
Silent night, holy night. bear, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lays. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
goodness, I'm done for. Mm-hmm. Oh, Danny, that is amazing. And your little guy has got your gift, doesn't he? How amazing. What is that like for you to hear him sing?
Oh, man, I love it. My son does not want to sing. Mm. He doesn't. And you ask him what he wants to be. You ask him, his teacher just gets a kick out of it. She thinks it's really funny. You ask him what he wants. Hey, Danny, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a dad. That's all he wants to do. Is be a dad.
Oh.
And I just find it so cute. And the actual key, that his perfect key, is in a whole step higher, but it where his sweet spot in his voice is, but it's obviously too high of a song for any female singer. So,
yeah.
But he still sounds good, even in a key lower.
Man. Well, maybe he'll become a dad and just be singing on the side, you know.
yeah,
you know,
no,
he's got a voice. Oh, dear. That's so precious. But we're going to pause for our last break. When we come back, we'll play a couple more songs off the album. Danny Gokey's brand new Christmas album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection. Just a reminder, we've got 5 copies to give away. I know it sounds funky, but you just got to do it this way. Text the word book, just because it's an automated response. It'll kick back a link to you. Just takes a moment to enter the drawing. That way, we'll pick 5 winners, and you will get that album in your mail, I think probably within a week or so. So I hope you're able to do that and do some dancing. I'm expecting you to do some dancing this weekend. Find it on YouTube because the video is so fun. And then let me know you've done a little dancing this weekend. Email middays@myfaithradio.com and we'll get you a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. More with Danny Gokey in just a moment. That song puts a smile on my face. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. Every once in a while, we have an artist on the show. Today, it's Danny Gokey. That song, Holidays, are here on his brand new Christmas album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection. I've given you a weekend assignment. I hope you'll do it. I just think it's fun. Danny, I expect the same from you, even though you're on. Well, you'll be dancing on stage, so you get extra credit as it is. So here, friends, it's your assignment. You got to pull up Holidays Are Here on YouTube because the video is a blast, and you just got to dance to it. Then email me and say, I did it. Give me your address, and we'll send you a book off our Faith Radio shelf. So, all right, Danny. So you, I think, collaborated on this next song with David Archuleta. Is that right? The song, The Prayer?
No, actually, I did it. So me and David Archuleta did just another version of Silent Night, but we did it in Spanish.
Oh, that's right.
But
forgive
the song,
me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the song I did The Prayer with that we do every night on the Christmas tour is with Natalie Grant.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. Oh, wow.
And this song is... I mean, so everyone knows the original written by, performed by Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. But me and Natalie did our own version because we'd been doing it on our Christmas tour to close out the night. And Natalie's husband produced it. He's an excellent producer. He's produced a lot of my songs, like Tell Your Heart to Beat Again, The Comeback, like Hope in Front of Me. Those are songs that he produced. So he produced a version of The Prayer. And I don't know, man, this is a pretty... I love this version. I love our version.
Fantastic. All right, let's listen in.
la luce che tu della sera nella mia preghiera
let this be our
prayer quanta fede c'è
when shadows fill our day
lead us to a
actually don't have words. That's such a stunning rendition of that song. Oh my goodness, Danny. I just don't even know what to say. Thank the Lord. Wow.
Amen.
I just got holy goosebumps from my head to my toes. So, you know, I would love for you to, you know, a number of people have texted. One gentleman texted in when you were talking about your dark night of the soul and how you emerged out of that. And he says, I need what Danny has. I want that to be true for my life. And, you know, I'm thinking of so many people walking through the dark night of the soul. And when you were back there, where you stand now, what would you tell that younger Danny in the same way, what would you say to those who are there right now?
You know, I would just say that you don't have to try to figure it out for yourself. Like, just be open. Don't let those thoughts that take you to that dark place keep repeating themselves. But take the invitation that God has, you know, when he says, oh, come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. There are lots of things to exalt God about. And get in his word and begin to figure out what it is. When David says, I sought the Lord and you heard me and delivered me from all my fears, begin to understand that's what God wants to do. You know, David went on to say, he said, when their faces, when they looked, I don't have the scripture pulled up, but he said, but they looked to
him
and
radiant.
Their faces became radiant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they weren't full of shame. And the Bible says, is there anyone out there? Oh, and even goes on to say, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed are those who take refuge in him. It goes on to say that there's those out there who want a good life. I know that there's people who are in the dark night of the soul that say, well, how can I find a good life? It lays it out in Psalm 34 what to do. Keep away from evil. begin to shun evil in your life, and the things that the addictions that take you back, begin to just cry out to God to say, fill those dark places. It says, keep your lips from speaking lies. You know, seek peace and pursue it, for the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. There's an invitation today that God is handing out, and he's saying, come just as you are and watch what I can do. Let go. Cause yourself to let go of the things that have kept you in that dark place, the repeated thought patterns. Begin to talk to people. Begin to express to people. God doesn't expect you to perform miracles for yourself. That's why he says, come. He knows that he can fix it, but then just be open. Sit before the Lord and be open. The Bible says that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. A lot of times we have the wrong desires in there, and we feel entitled and justified by hanging on to unforgiveness, hanging on to the addiction, hanging on to the anger, hanging on to the pain. But when you look at that scripture of Psalm 37:4, when it says delight yourself in the Lord, it means to literally take your armor off. It's almost like you're a warrior. You've been fighting. Take your armor off. Lean into the Father and become intimate with the Father. But he'll shape your heart. He'll shape your heart to want to forgive. He'll shape your heart to want to love. He'll shape your heart to get rid of that depression. He'll shape your heart. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This
yeah.
is the lean in we must do.
Amen. Danny, thank you. Thank you for the time. I pray you'll come back and join us again. You have an open door here anytime, anywhere. We just bless the Lord and the gift of God in you. Thank you for the time today.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys.
Safe travels to you, Danny Gokey. That is Danny Gokey. His Christmas album, The Greatest Gift, a Christmas collection. We're celebrating the release of that new album. You can text the word book if you want in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. And we will meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Middays with Susie Larson. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.